Lesson 68, Mosiah chapters 28 through 29, Introduction. Having been converted, the sons of King Mosiah felt a strong desire to preach the gospel to the Lamanites. After inquiring of the Lord and receiving an assurance that they would be blessed with success and protection, Mosiah allowed them to go. At this same time, Mosiah was working to care for the sacred records that had been entrusted to him. He translated the Jaredite records and then conferred all records upon Alma the Younger. Because his sons had declined the opportunity to be king, he instituted a system of judges as the new form of government in the land. Suggestions for teaching. Mosiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 9. The sons of Mosiah desired to preach to the Lamanites. Before class, write the following statements on the board. Number 1. Have a sincere desire for the eternal happiness of others. Number 2. I am willing to sacrifice to help others. Number 3. I have a desire to share the gospel with others. To begin class, ask students to use the statements on the board to silently evaluate themselves. Have them use a rating scale of 1 to 10, with a rating of 1 indicating that the statement does not describe them well, and a rating of 10 indicating that the statement describes them extremely well. Invite students to read Mosiah chapter 27, verses 8 through 10, silently. How would Alma and the sons of Mosiah have rated on the same scale at this time in their lives? Ask a student to read Mosiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 4 aloud. How would the sons of Mosiah have rated on the same scale after their conversion? Which phrases in Mosiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 4, show how much they had changed? Why did the desires of the sons of Mosiah change? They exercised faith in Jesus Christ, repented of all their sins, and became converted. See Mosiah chapter 27, verses 34 through 36. You may also want to refer to Mosiah chapter 28, verse 4, to point out how the Spirit of the Lord influenced them. From what you have learned about the Lamanites at this time in their history, what difficulties might missionaries encounter among them? According to Mosiah chapter 28, verse 2, what difference did the sons of Mosiah believe the preaching could make in the lives of the Lamanites? How did the conversion of the sons of Mosiah influence their desire to share the gospel? What principles can we learn from their experience? Summarize students' answers by writing the following principle on the board. As our conversion deepens, our desire to share the gospel increases. Ask a student to read the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. You may want to encourage students to write this statement in the margins of their scriptures next to Mosiah chapter 28, verses 1 through 4. Quote, "The intensity of our desire to share the gospel is a great indicator of the extent of our personal conversion." End quote. Invite students to ponder how their desire to share the gospel with others has increased as they have grown closer to the Lord. What experiences in your life have led you to want to share the gospel with others? Ask students to imagine that they know a young man who is a member of the church but has little desire to serve a full-time mission. What can this young man do to increase his desire to share the gospel? As students share their insights, encourage them to recall what has deepened their conversion to the gospel of Jesus Christ and how they might recommend similar activities or experiences for this young man. Help them see that greater conversion leads to an increased desire to share the gospel with others. Note: real-life situations. Relating a gospel principle to a real-life situation can help students analyze the principle and recognize its relevance in their lives. You may want to advise students that the more sincerely they respond to such an example, the more effective it will be in their learning process. You may want to explain how you received the desire to teach the gospel to others. As you do so, consider sharing your testimony that as we draw near to the Lord and feel His Spirit, our desire to share the gospel with others will increase. Have students read Mosiah chapter 28, verses 5 through 8, and identify why Mosiah let his sons go on such a dangerous mission. In answer to Mosiah's prayer, what blessings did the Lord promise Mosiah's sons? Mosiah chapter 28, verses 10 through 20. Mosiah translates the Jaredite plates and confers the sacred records upon Alma. Draw the following on the board. Please refer to the illustrations on page 237 of Lesson 68 in the manual. It is a picture of a crown and a picture of the gold plates. Point to the picture of a crown. Have a student read Mosiah chapter 28, verse 10. Ask the class to look for a problem the king had when his sons left on a mission. He needed to find someone to take his place as king. Summarize Mosiah chapter 28, verses 11 through 19 by explaining that Mosiah was growing older, and he turned some of his attention to the sacred plates that had been entrusted to him, the records that his father had given to him and told him to maintain, and the records that King Limhi had given to him. In his capacity as a seer, he translated the record of the Jaredites, the plates that had been found by the group that King Limhi had sent to find the land of Zarahemla. Direct students' attention to the picture of the gold plates on the board. Explain that in addition to appointing a leader for the kingdom, Mosiah also needed to appoint a caretaker for the plates. Ask students to read Mosiah 28, verse 20 silently. Who received the sacred records? Why was Alma a good choice to care for these records? Mosiah chapter 29. The people follow Mosiah's counsel to establish a system of judges as their form of government. Have students raise their hands if they would like to be a king or queen. Choose one of those students to come to the front of the class and stand by the crown drawn on the board, or place a paper crown on his or her head. Have the student describe what benefits he or she would experience from being a king or queen. Ask a student to read Mosiah chapter 29, verses 1 through 3 aloud. Whom did the people want to be their king? What did the sons of Mosiah give up so they could preach to the Lamanites? What are some opportunities young men and young women sacrifice or postpone today so that they can serve missions? Summarize Mosiah chapter 29, verses 4 through 10 by explaining that King Mosiah was concerned that the appointment of a new king could lead to contention and even war. He also mentioned other problems that could arise if an unrighteous king came to power. Have students read Mosiah chapter 29, verses 16 through 18, and identify those problems. Explain that King Mosiah proposed that the Nephite government should no longer be administered by a king. Instead, he recommended a system of judges, with the judges chosen by the voice of the people. Have students read Mosiah chapter 29, verses 11 and 25 silently, looking for how the judges were to judge the people. Quote, according to the commandments of God, and according to the laws which have been given you by your fathers, end quote. Write Mosiah chapter 29, verses 26 through 27, and verse 30, 33 through 34, and 37 through 38 on the board. Divide the class into pairs. Have students search these scriptures and identify the people's responsibility in the government proposed by King Mosiah. Then have each partnership discuss the following questions. You may also want to write these questions on the board or provide them in a handout. According to King Mosiah, what benefits would come through making decisions by the voice of the people? He said that the voice of the people generally does not desire things that are, quote, contrary to that which is right, end quote. He also spoke about the need for all citizens to share in the burden of their government and to have an equal chance. What consequences would come if the voice of the people chose iniquity? The judgments of God would come upon them, and they would be destroyed. In Mosiah chapter 29, verse 34, what do you think is the meaning of the phrase, quote, that every man might bear his part, end quote? How might this phrase apply to citizens' responsibilities to participate in their local and national governments? Read the following statement by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, for what happens in cultural decline, both leaders and followers are really accountable. It is easy to criticize bad leaders, but we should not give followers a free pass. End quote. Why is it important for both leaders and followers to be accountable for their actions? What can you do to support righteous laws and leaders? You may want to refer students to Articles of Faith 1, verse 12. Express your assurance that while not every country in the world has the opportunity to choose their leaders, the Lord will always help those who trust in Him, no matter where they live. Invite a student to read Mosiah chapter 29, verses 41 through 43 aloud. Whom did the Lord choose to be the first chief judge? Did he live up to his charge to be a just and righteous leader? What resulted from his leadership? Ask students to explain in their own words what they have learned from Mosiah chapter 29. They might identify some of the following truths. Unrighteous leadership can bring contention and sin. It is not common for the voice of the people to choose something that is not right. If the people choose iniquity, the judgments of God will come upon them. Each person has a duty to uphold righteous laws and leaders. Conclude by bearing testimony of the principles in today's lesson. Mosiah Review. Take some time to help students review the book of Mosiah. Ask them to think about what they have learned from this book, both in seminary and in their personal scripture study. If needed, invite them to skim the book to help them remember. After sufficient time, invite several students to share their thoughts and feelings about something in the book that has impressed them.